Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the March 17th. It's St. Patrick's Day. And this is your Minority Sports Report.
He can do that, he's half Irish.
Half. Not quite. But
all the way quite.
But I'm Julian, and as always, I'm joined by Big Black. And
who may or may not be Irish.
Who knows? I mean, your guys were here long enough.
Yeah, we were here long enough. We've been getting fucked long enough.
Yeah. Hopefully sometimes consensually. But yeah, you know, lots to talk about. Free agency, NFL free agency is in full effect, and we will be talking about that because, let's face it, we're an NFL show.
Yes, we is.
But
disguised
also,
as a sports show.
Yeah, we'll also talk about NBA, NHL, and the latest developments in Oscar Pistorius' trial.
Oh, I completely forgot about that dude.
Just because nothing out of the ordinary happened. He didn't vomit in the fucking courtroom. He just sobbed a lot. Anyway.
What a guy.
What do you want to talk about first, John?
I figured the most that we have to talk about is the NFL. So let's start off with the Blade Runner. Lead us in with the Blade Runner.
Well, Blade Runner, so basically, again, it's just the prosecution laying out its defense, or its case, rather. And they showed graphic photos, and while they showed the graphic photos, Pistorius sobbed and, like, hid under, like, paper and was, like, you know, overly emotional about everything, which is just, like, I'm like, man, I don't...
You already know my verdict.
No, I mean...
I'm sorry.
And you know, I'm trying to go into this case, like, being like, well, maybe he didn't, but nah, come on. It's just like...
I don't know, it seems it's too much.
Yeah, it's way too much.
It's too,
like,
much.
Oh, yeah, and then some gun expert is like, said that he had a great love of guns. Which, you know, that shouldn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Because there are plenty of people who love guns who don't murder anybody.
Yeah.
But,
plenty know. Of people, but yeah, that's, you know, that's, but you have to paint a picture, and that is the picture being painted. Whatever, I fucked that phrase up. Anywho, it's funny though. It's not funny at all. It's not funny at all. But don't your lawyers, like, prepare you for what's gonna happen during the trial?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about the, you know, the Australian, or the South African justice system to know. I mean, I assume so. I assume they would talk to him about
it. Yeah, because I'm like, they're going to show some pictures, you know, you should probably cry.
Well, I mean, but like...
I don't know.
So Blade Runner's probably guilty. I don't know how the South Africans are gonna take it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
it just seems like he fucking murdered his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
we know he killed his girlfriend. Right, on purpose. We know he killed her. Did he do it intentionally? I think so.
Yeah, the latest development is that, yeah, they're just basically laying out their case, trying to reinforce that he loves guns, which I think is, I don't know, that's kind of irrelevant to me.
It is.
If he collects guns, yeah, so, you know.
It is irrelevant, but again,
I know lots of gun owners who've never killed anybody.
Yeah. Never shot anyone.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though, but you have to paint the picture of, you know, he's a gun nut, because there are gun lovers and then there are gun nuts.
Yeah, and gun nuts, those are the scary ones.
Right. So that's what it is. You paint him to seem like he's a gun nut, he's got his ex, they had his ex-girlfriend testifying, like, his short temper, he always has a gun on him, you know, so it's just like, I don't know, man. I just want the shit to be over for that poor girl's family, to be honest. Just give her some justice. Let's give her some justice.
I don't know what side they're on.
Who? The family? The girl's family?
Yeah.
Who cares? Their daughter's dead. That's all that matters. I don't think there's a side when your daughter gets murdered by a boyfriend.
So there's video. Oh, there was an earthquake today.
Oh, yeah. The earthquake Los Angeles. Today. Moving on from murder to earthquakes.
Sorry. I'm watching a video of Terrell Davis react to it.
Oh, he was out there when it happened?
Yeah, they had the camera on him.
Oh, the NFL studio.
Yeah.
Oh, he's... It's like, shit is shaking around her. That's funny. Yeah, nobody died, though.
Yeah, I don't think there was any damage or anything.
It shook up a lot of shit. It made a large mess.
Californians know how to fucking deal with earthquakes, don't you guys?
Yeah. Yep, we sure do.
Well, I'm not saying you.
I'm not a Californian, so that was the... That was the coincidence of the situation.
All right. Let's move on to the meat and potatoes.
Wait. Let's still finish the potatoes. NBA.
NBA?
Yeah. We'll do the potatoes because the meat is good. The meat is the best part, so you save it for last.
I mean, what is there to say?
There is something that I want to say. I saw your Nuggets beat the Heat when I went out on Friday to Dave and Buster's, which is... Doesn't matter, but it's still a good win.
No, it's a good win. And, you know, it shows that maybe the new coach, this is his first team ever.
Right.
You know, maybe he was trying too much, trying too hard to be like, you know, ooh, in this defensive situation. Because what happened was basically the coach was like, well, we really simplified our defense. And the players were like, yeah, we get it now.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that was it. Maybe he was trying too hard.
And that's the thing, man, which always points... It always leads back to my biggest issue with NBA. Niggas is in the game too early. Is the defense really that complicated? Maybe for, you know, for somebody that spent a year or two in college, but for somebody that, you know, spent 4 years in college, they might get it. It might not be too complicated because you've played 4 seasons of almost professional level basketball, so you're going to get a shit ton of experience. I just like bashing the NBA.
So currently the Nuggets are 21 games behind first place in the conference. In their division, they're only 19 and a half games out of first place. So I believe they are mathematically eliminated.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the Celtics, they're on a fucking 3-game losing streak. They lost to Dallas today to the Mavs. But come on. The Celtics are 22-46, let me just check.
No, I got it up. Oh, okay. Yep, you were right. 22-46.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
They are 28 games behind the Pacers.
The Pacers, man.
But only 16 and a half games behind...
In the division?
In the division behind the Toronto Raptors.
Yo, the Atlantic Coast.
The Atlantic East Division.
It's so bad. I almost said ACC. That's Atlantic Coast Conference. That's Atlantic Coast. Damn it.
Brooklyn's in second place at 34-31.
It's bad, yo.
The Knicks at 27-40. Boston at 22-46. And Philly has only won 15 games this season. They are currently 35 games behind
first
place in the conference and 23 games behind in their division.
And this is a product you're supposed to take seriously? God, man, I didn't know it was that bad.
It's got to be hard to be a Sixers fan right now. But life is not as bad as the Milwaukee Bucks.
Really?
Who have only won 13 games this year and a solid 30 games behind in their division. 37 games behind in their division and 37 games behind in the overall conference.
Yo, if you and I were to pick 3 other people to play against an NBA team for as many games as there were in a season, we'd win 13 games. Just like mathematically, yo. That is sad, as every single person on that team is a fucking pro, man. You shouldn't... I don't know, man. But it's just bad all around, because the Celtics, only 22 games.
Everyone in the West has won at least 20 games.
God, I can't even say that. You can't even say that about the East. That's terrible, man.
No, all three of the last place teams in the East have all won less than 20 games, because Orlando's only won 19.
Oh, okay. They'll break 20, but Milwaukee.
With 13 games, they have to win 7. I don't know how many games are left in the season.
Hold on. Weren't they decent last season or the season before?
I don't know, man. It's just like, I forget Milwaukee has a fucking team.
Yeah, no shit. And that's crazy for you to say, because you were up out here, which is much closer to Milwaukee, in my opinion. Or at least, I don't know, man. 5, 6, 7, what are there, 80? 82 games in the NBA season or some shit like that?
There are 13 games left.
They have to win half their games to break 20.
Yeah,
just say it like that. Fuck it. 7 games to break 20.
Seven games to make it to 20.
Eight to break. 7 of
them. They're not going to do it. Whew. No, because, okay, Portland, no. Golden State, no. Sacramento, maybe.
Sacramento?
Maybe.
The Kings, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know who's on the Kings.
The Clippers? You think they're going to beat the Clippers?
No,
they man. Could beat the Lakers.
Well, yes, they could beat the Lakers. There's two.
There's two. They're not going to beat Miami. They could beat Detroit. There's three. They play Miami again. They're not going to beat Chicago. They're not going to beat Toronto. They're not going to beat the Pacers.
Damn.
They could beat Cleveland.
Yeah, but even Cleveland's got more than 20 wins.
They'd have to beat DC and Atlanta. I don't know.
It's going to be, at most, a 20-win season.
At most. If they're lucky.
That's a shitty way to end the season.
And you know what's fucked up?
What?
They might not get the overall pick.
No, they probably won't. Why? In David Stern's NBA, because it is still his NBA, there's no way in hell Milwaukee is going to get the first round pick.
Okay, and just to give you perspective.
I love it. Give me perspective, yo.
There's only one team in the NHL that is under 20 wins. And that is Buffalo.
Fucking damn, Buffalo's got it bad, yo.
And they're 19 and 41.
What is it, the Sabres?
The Sabres, yeah.
Oh, the Bills and the Sabres suck. That's terrible.
But yeah.
Man.
That's to give you some perspective of the quality of play.
There's
the NHL has one team that's just awful, and that's fine. You can have one bad year with one bad franchise or whatever. But I mean,
oh, that's a terrific NFL season.
Yeah. But like, yeah, in the Western Conference, Nashville is at the bottom, and they're 500. They're 29-29. Edmonton's 24-36, and the Islanders,
Dave's Islanders
are 26-34. So, that's the kind of product you're dealing with at the NBA level,
and that's David Stern's baby.
Yeah,
David Stern created that shit and let it happen.
The NHL, while the most poorly run league, is a better product.
Oh, the product is far superior than NBA product.
Because it's just...
They don't get their product out there.
Yeah, no, it's poorly run.
Yeah.
It's very poorly run. It's just...
The product is way better than the NBA's, man. I'll admit that shit. I'll catch myself...
The team in last place in the Western Central Division, I mean, they're 500. That's completely respectable.
Man, NASCAR has been more exciting than the NBA.
And they've had rain delays the last 3 weeks. Stop rain. Showing races during rain delays, NASCAR.
Jesus, or at least put the fucking date up.
Yeah, put previously recorded prominently on the screen so nobody thinks that's a goddamn race.
Yeah, or show some shit from the fucking 80s.
Yeah, clearly not of this time. Just, come on, get your shit together.
Yeah, this is unacceptable!
Adventure!
All right, time for the meat.
Cause it's...
No homo.
John, you will be fine.
I'm gonna be fine by the NBA. But, just like, what's his... God, I can't even remember his name.
But we had a big week in the NFL. We had free agency.
Free agency.
Which can...
For the youths that don't know, that basically means contracts were up and people get to test the waters.
Yeah. And they get to go to different teams, and teams are making moves, or lack of moves.
No, teams are making moves, dog. You know,
well, some teams are making moves. Other teams, which is just as fun to talk about.
The teams that are always making moves are making moves.
Yeah, the teams that want to win, the teams that are like, we are a competitor in this league.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. Are making the moves that they need to make. And it's good to see that as a Broncos fan, I'm sure as a Pats fan, yeah, it's nice absolutely. To see.
Absolutely.
You know, that these are franchises that want to win, that want to go out there. I'd like to start with the Pats, because I thought they made some great moves.
Yeah,
they picking up Revis, for, Talib. Oh, I can never pronounce his fucking
Talib.
Name. Talib.
Akib Talib.
Talib. I thought that was, trading one for another, basically.
Pretty much. And the thing with Revis is, too, like, Revis is only, like, 27, I think.
Yeah.
You know, he's really young. Well, not really young, but...
I mean, I don't know.
He's younger than Akib Talib.
Yeah, he's a year younger, because Talib's 28, so he's 27. But, I mean, he had that shit year in Tampa... But who doesn't have a shit year?
Right, that's what I was going to say, man. Akeem Talib was coming off a shit year before he was on the Patriots. Nobody wanted to touch that motherfucker with a 10-foot pole. Then he came out and produced at a reasonably high level and took the money. And I don't hate anybody for doing that shit.
No. And I'm excited as a Broncos fan. Clearly, he didn't think that hit was too dirty.
Well, no. You see that check, it's like, oh, you want to... Nah. All's well.
But
all's well.
Yeah, Broncos made some big moves, signing some big names to defense. DeMarcus Ware coming over from Dallas. You know.
Whatever.
No, I'm just saying, that's... It's a name. They're making moves.
He's the least excited person. Well, out of all the moves that the Broncos made, that was the one I was like...
Emmanuel Sanders, I'm actually
least excited about for DeMarcus Ware.
I feel sorry for Eric Decker, man. You signing with the Jets.
Ugh. But yeah, we lost...
Emmanuel Sanders is about to become a superstar.
They had a... Julian Edelman re-signed again. We lost Brandon Spikes to the Bills. Huge loss on the defense. We got, was Brandon LaFell? Is that his name?
He left. Or no, yeah,
no, the Patriots,
he left.
The Patriots signed him.
Yeah, because fucking he left Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Carolina was like a fucking sinking ship. Yeah, like, oh, man, they lost Steve Smith.
Yeah, LaFell, that's right, Steve Smith.
Ginn. Who the fuck is Cam Newton going to throw to?
That's
they were
right,
like
totally
one receiver away from being legit. Now they're four receivers away.
Yeah, just... Ooh.
I mean, it's just like, what are you gonna do, man?
Cam can run. You get a fucking great O-line.
I guess, but it's just like...
Yeah, that... Carolina,
you are making... What are you doing?
I didn't realize it until you listed it out like that. I was like, holy shit, they did lose everybody.
Yeah. I mean, just everybody.
Except Cam Newton.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if he's got no one to fucking throw to, because he will injure himself.
Cam Newell.
If he has to run. But, speaking of what the fuck are you doing, Let's talk about the Raiders.
Yeah.
Raider Nation.
Love the Raiders, man. Love their fans.
So going into the first week of free agency, the Raiders had the most cap space of all 32 teams at over $64 million.
That's a lot of players, man.
Yeah. They are currently at $57 million in available cap space after this free agency period. They signed the likes of Lamar Woodley, Justin Tuck, and Terrell Brown. All way past their prime.
I don't even know who Terrell Brown is, to be honest with you. I didn't even know Justin Tuck was still playing. I thought he was just doing Subway commercials. For real, dog. I didn't even know he was still playing.
Well, he was on the...
Oh, shit. Was he on the Giants
still? He was on the Giants.
Oh, that's why.
Because they
sucked last season.
Yeah, Terrell Brown was on the Rams.
See, that's why I don't know. I don't pay attention to the Rams.
Yeah, because who pays the fucking...
Well, at least... And who was it? So it was Brown, Tuck, and who else?
Lamar Woodley.
I know that name. What team did he come off of?
Let me look him up.
Anyways, good job, Raiders. Way to not improve in your division at all.
It's just, what are you doing? He played for the Steelers.
Okay, that's what it was.
He played for the Steelers. He's defensive end.
All right.
Man, really? Raiders, I mean, God, you used to be a proud franchise, and now you're $57 million under cap. What, you going to give that to rookies who can't earn it? I mean...
All right.
That's $60 million, basically.
It's like, yo, even if you took them out of this division, if you negated the Broncos, negated the Chiefs, and negated the Chargers,
yeah, because
if you negated all those teams... You still have other teams in the AFC that have done more. And then you got to do the...
I mean, it's
way just, to stay in last place.
Yeah, it's just like you were already racing to try to catch the Broncos, let's face it.
Yeah.
Because everybody, just like in the East, everyone's, you know, racing to catch New England.
Yeah, right.
Or, you know, but...
excuse me.
You know, and the only teams that haven't really done, like, shit are, like, you know, the fucking Niners and Seahawks. Because
they don't really have to. Yeah. There's just tiny, minor adjustments for those teams.
Yeah.
Because they're so goddamn young.
Fuck that. But, you know, free agency. With the Broncos, somebody was like, I'm gonna say it now. Dream team. I was like, don't fucking say that. Don't ever fucking say that because... The minute you fucking say that, it's done.
Dream teams never win, though.
No. And how about Michael Vick not getting signed anywhere?
Oh, I didn't even... Good for him. I mean...
Well, he hasn't gotten signed. I mean,
good for him.
Oh, and the Packers' James Jones signs with the Raiders. So, you know, he was a receiver.
Oh. Don't judge that from my response.
Hey, man. Because
I totally knew who he was.
Well, no, I mean, like, I knew what he was, who he was as, like, because I like the Packers and I watch their games when I can, but.
No, that's why I'm just. They didn't. Yeah, that was weird. Because with your fantasy team, you had some Packers players, so, like.
Yeah, no, I mean, but it's not like I'm like, oh my God, there's. Ooh, here comes a threat, you know?
Yep, still in a very distant fourth in that division and like 20-something in the league.
Yeah. It's just
because like, I don't think they're the worst team. They might be, but
I don't know. Jacksonville.
Yeah, no, Jacksonville. Well,
although they paid ex-Bronco Zane Beatles a lot of money, so all the power to him.
Yeah, take the money, man. I do not hate on that.
No. But, yeah, and, you know, the Giants signed Rogers Cromartie.
Giants.
The Giants, so...
Yeah, they... Ugh.
I mean, like, what happened? I don't...
What's up? No, never mind. I was just thinking of an idiotic customer today.
But, oh, Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? They're $13.4 million under cap at the moment.
Really?
Which is not bad.
No, it's not. That's... You can get a decent player for a couple years.
Would you pay for Jared Allen?
No, not like, at this year. Not at this point in his career. Absolutely not.
Because that's what the Broncos did do. They were going to pay Jared Allen, and he was like, well, let me see. And they were like, no. Hey, DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah. No, you're too old. No. I know. I would have done the same thing. I'm taking a risk on you because you're not what you used to be.
The Seahawks are signing their kicker to a 3-year deal.
Good for them.
So, you know, there's that.
There's that.
And, yeah. Oh, but the Cowboys, they did sign Brandon Weeden.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They signed Brandon Weeden to, what was it, a 2-year deal?
2-year deal.
Brandon Weeden, Tony Romo's backup. Or is he the backup to Kyle Orton?
Well, I guess he's the third string. Because the rumor is Orton might not come back as Romo's backup.
Oh. Really? Aren't they still paying him an assload of money, though?
I think so, but maybe next year that it's not a lot.
They've got the highest quarterback salaries and the shittiest quarterback roster.
Orton played well in the 24-22 loss to Philly, but threw a clinching interception in the final 2 minutes.
Just like Romo. Yeah, that's going to be a while for Dallas, too, man.
Brandon Weeden, sorry, man. You got drafted by the Cleveland Browns. What you gonna do? Man, that would suck to be a Browns
fan. It's just so fucking crazy how some organizations are just like finely tuned machines that make logical choices and things that fit the situation that they need or will fit if, you know, like the whole... I don't know. It's crazy, though. It's crazy to me, man. It's crazy to me. Like, the Broncos, it's not necessarily like that right now because this is pretty much it. You got to get as much talent for as much money as possible. Yeah. Because, you know, Payne's not getting any younger. Neither is Tom Brady. But it's like, the Patriots have a lot of... The thing is, too, like, the Broncos, there are a lot of young receivers, man. Yeah. If you have a decent quarterback after Payne leaves... It's going to be fine.
Well, we have a vampire as quarterback.
You said vampire? Oh, yeah, that's right. Twilight.
Yeah. Fucking Brock Osweiler looks like...
handsome bastard.
Looks like fucking Edward... fucking... What is his goddamn name? Robert Patterson. But yeah, he's handsome and he's a fucking quarterback in the NFL. Yeah, fuck that you guy.
Fuck you guy, you handsome son of a bitch.
Yeah, just like Brady.
You fucking handsome bastards. But yeah, it's just like the choices, man. The choices that certain teams make.
Well, I mean, like Dallas, I understand. They have an insane owner. But it's like...
Raiders, though. Come on. What are you saving that $57 million for?
Yeah.
Who's going to be like, yes, I'm going to throw away everything that I have here to play in your shit organization?
Brady gets injured this season. Sits out. You guys tank the season. You pull a fucking Indy. You get the next quarterback, you know, whatever. AJ McCarron or... You get Johnny Football. Johnny
Football.
No, he's coming out in this draft.
Yeah, it is this draft.
So whoever the next guy is, boom, Brady goes to Oakland.
For less money than he's making now.
No, because at that point they'll have $100 million under cap.
I don't get the Raiders organization. I don't get their fans. To me, oh shit. I can't believe we forgot to talk about this. This is another organization that I don't understand that finally made a smart move, maybe, in an unrelated sport. Phil Jackson is the fucking
president
of operations, or what is it?
Yeah, president of
some shit high up there in the fucking...
He's basically the GM now.
And,
Of the Knicks.
Of the Knicks. And I think that's amazing. And it's funny, Carmelo Anthony's son is like, I'll change my playing style. And Carmelo Anthony, the day he got signed, or the day they announced it, he was like, well, you know, Phil's a winner, and I'll do whatever it takes to win. And I was like, what if that includes getting rid of your ass? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't know.
No, come on. He takes shots.
He takes shots. Not the ones that get you drunk.
No, just taking them. Sometimes it pays off. He scored 60 points.
Oh, against what? The Bobcats?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, but let's. But I do want to add, since we were ragging on the Sixers, they've lost 21 games in a row.
Oh. Oh man,
this is a franchise record, guys.
The city of brotherly love is getting that love tested.
That's brutal.
That sucks, dude.
But I'm gonna say, Philly, I know how you feel. Last year, the Avs lost 20 games in a row, won one game, and then proceeded to lose another 20 games in a row.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
That's how bad the Avalanche were last season. So Philly, there's always next season.
God damn. God. The Bruins made it to the Stanley Cup last season, right?
Yeah. They won.
No, they didn't win the Stanley Cup.
They didn't win? Chicago won?
They won three seasons ago, I believe. Two or three seasons ago. Yeah, it wasn't.
No, Chicago won the Stanley Cup last year. I'm a moron.
No, because I remember when I went to Boston, like, there were, like, Bruin t-shirts for, like, $5. Like, all over the place. Like, yo, you said you want Boston shit? And it's like, yeah, but...
Not that.
Just I love Boston, and I like the Bruins because it's part of Boston. Whatever, man. I have my obligatory Bruin shirt. Let's put it like that.
That was the only Boston shirt you had for a while.
Yeah, because that's the only Boston shirt I can find in Colorado at a decent price.
But we do have a big dummy of the week.
Big dummy. Who?
Jim Irsay.
Oh, yeah.
Colts owner Jim Irsay, charged with DUI and four felony counts of possession of a controlled substance.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which means he had prescriptions he had no business having.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's heavy. That's really heavy.
It is, man.
He's going to face legal problems.
Four felony counts.
Yeah, he's gonna face legal problems, which he could serve upwards of 7 years for each count.
But he isn't.
He's not going to. He's a billionaire. His lawyers will get him off with probation almost certainly. But that's when Mr. Goodell will enter the equation.
Yeah.
I hope he gets fined like $1 million.
I would really like to see him do some jail time. Or at least some, like, legitimately, like, you're punished. Fuck this probation.
No, he's going to get probation.
I know he's going to get probation. Like I said, I would like to see. But, yeah, I'm with you. You know, I'm like, that's a million dollar fine, man. Because you, out of all people, have to be squeaky clean.
Yeah.
You can cheat on your wife and do that shit because for some reason that's okay in the NFL. But don't you dare get arrested from drinking and driving.
Well, yeah, but it's also that, you know, owners and coaches are supposed to be
at a higher standard than
the players. And, you know...
He's literally the face and head of the organization.
Yeah, he's the 100% owner. So I hope they fine him like $1 million.
I do too. I really do. I hope he gets an unprecedented fine. Because it's not going to hurt his pockets. No matter what they fine him, it's not going to hurt his pockets. But they need to send a message, man. That shit is not acceptable.
Oh, man.
That shit is not
cool. You were right. It's like an embroidered job.
It is, right?
Yeah. We're looking at the Earth photos of him. But, yeah. Like it's an embroidered... He's, like, wearing, like, an embroidered cowboy... Oh, my God. There's...
Oh!
It's...
Oh!
It is not... Oh, man, it goes all along the back.
Oh, God. It's
all along the back.
It's like Ed Hardy for white people.
Oh, yeah. Ed Hardy was for white people.
I thought it was for Mexicans.
Yeah, it was for douchey white people. But it's over now.
It's over now.
No, but, yeah. Jim Irsay, you are worth $1 billion. Hire a fucking driver.
Yeah, man. Straight up, yo. Because I'm like... If I have enough money where I can hire a full-time driver, even if I'm not fucking famous, I'm going to do it because fuck driving. Yeah. I want to just hang out
Especially if I'm going to go out somewhere. Like, I'm going to get a load of my friends.
Yeah, no, it's
just... You're going
to
drive.
It's so crazy to me that these people aren't like... Well, I mean, yeah. Just hire a driver. Just hire a driver for the night.
Yeah, it doesn't...
You know what he'll do? He'll just sit in the car and wait for you to be done.
He'll do his job, man. Because yep. That's what they fucking do.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that shit just... That drives me insane. And especially knowing that they have programs in the NFL for that reason.
Well, yeah, but then the coach might find out.
But he's the owner.
Yeah, well.
Who cares?
Yeah.
No, I agree, but. All right, Jim Irsay, you're a big dummy.
Yeah, you fucking dumbass.
And that's how we're closing this out.
He's a dum-dum, and we're not dum-dums. You're not a dum-dum. We're all smart, and we're winners. Follow us on Twitter, at TMS Report. We're out. This is Big Black, and he's Julian. Peace. Woo!
And I was thinking about you guys yesterday. Well, I'd been here 3 times before, and I think I understand a little bit how you feel about some things. It's none of my business how you feel about some other things. And I don't give a damn how you feel about some other things. But anyway, I tried to put myself in your place, and I believe this is the way that I would feel about San Quentin. San Quentin, you've been living hell to me. You blistered me since 1963. I've seen them come and go, and I've seen them die. And long ago I stopped asking why. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you. You cut me and you scarred me through and through. And I'll walk out a wiser, weaker man. Mr. Congressman, you can't understand. What good do you think you do? Do you think I'll be different when you're through? You bend my heart and mind and you warp my soul. Your stone walls turn my blood a little cold. San Quentin, may you rot and burn in hell. May your walls fall and may I live to tell. May all the world forget you ever stood. And may all the world regret you did no good. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you.